with baseball coach Kyle Supernaw. The baseball team, the baseball Volunteers are 28-10, 13-7 in the league, coming off some pretty good ball games, some wins over Renlake College. I was just looking at that. Lost the first game on Tuesday, April 6th. You got swept in a doubleheader. Was that a doubleheader? Yeah, no, 6th and the 9th. Then you came back and won the second game 17-8, and then won the final game 10-0 and then won Sunday, the second game of the doubleheader, 11-1 in five innings. So, Kyle Supernaw, is the team doing what you're wanting to do right now? I mean, do you feel comfortable? Are things still gelling, or have you taken a step back a little bit? Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We're still trying to play consistently in all three phases of the game. We did a really good job early in the season, pitching and playing some defense when we weren't necessarily swinging it extremely well. And as we've progressed a little bit here, the last couple weeks, we have not played as well defensively, but done a better job offensively, and a few too many walks on the mound. But, you know, it tells a lot about our team and how talented we are when we are not playing our best in all three phases of the game, but we're still finding a way to win ball games. We as a group would like to be better, and we feel like there's some games that maybe we could have won and should have won that we ended up on the wrong side. But, you know, that's kind of baseball in general. And, again, we feel like there's room to improve, but at the end of the day, we're still getting better, and we're still finding a way to win some games. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, and Sunday, in the Sunday doubleheader, April the 11th, home against Renlake, you won both games by a combined score of 21-1. So you can't get much better than that. I mean, six-inning final the first, five-inning final the second. I mean, it seemed like everything fell into place in that doubleheader.
Yeah, we, you know, hopefully we can use that and kind of springboard us into this weekend against Southeastern and continue out and finish off the season strong rolling into the tournament.
Yeah, Southeastern Illinois College, and let's talk about that a little bit, because they effectively dropped basketball this year during the COVID season, and then I think they're going to come back next year and have basketball as a club sport. But baseball and softball, obviously they're playing this year because you're playing them, two games Thursday and then two games Saturday at the Southeastern on Saturday. But are they as tough as they've been in the past? Because they've had some outstanding teams in the past.
You know, they've been a little bit, but we've talked about it, I know, a couple weeks ago, just how the depth of the entire league, and if you don't play well, they will beat you. And again, as I said before, like that's baseball in general. Especially in this league, if you don't bring your best stuff and you don't play fundamentally sound baseball, anybody from top to bottom will sneak up and get you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to play two on Thursday, and then that's a home, and then two Saturday at Southeastern. And what makes up those, because you've got double headers, and I know, you know, if the rain could interrupt that, but you got a double header on Thursday home, and then you got a double header over outside of Harrisburg on Saturday at Southeastern. And so that's quite, you know, I mean, you wouldn't think of in the majors, you know, well, we're going to be double header today, and then 2 days later, another double header. I mean, you have to have some planning going into that with your pitching and everything else, don't you?
It's absolutely crazy. No, it's tough. That's what we talked about before, you know, really before we started. It's tough. It's tough to play four-game conference series with all back-to-back doubleheaders. We're playing seven innings game one, nine innings game two on both days. And, you know, it's something that's unusual for us. We don't typically do that. We typically play a three-game series. With the COVID stuff, we went to a four-game series. That way we didn't have to schedule as many non-conference games and didn't have to travel as much. And there's a lot of places, a lot of schools across the country at all levels and conferences at all levels that did the same thing. They moved to four-game series, and they moved to at least one doubleheader. There's a lot of the Division I programs that are going single Friday, double Saturday, single Sunday. And, you know, I'm talking a lot of the four-year guys, the Division I guys that are playing doubleheaders really for the first time in their career. They haven't played doubleheaders as Division I coaches. They don't have to mess with that. And that's something that we do every year, but not as many as we're dealing with this year. And it does. It forces guys forces some guys into roles that maybe they would not have been in yet as a freshman. They're pitching extremely valuable innings in conference play as opposed to getting valuable experience pitching non-conference games, midweek games as a freshman, and then coming back as a sophomore and being a conference starter for us and being a dude for us. So it's just kind of throwing some of these younger guys into the fire and see where you know, see where they fit in.
Yeah, talking to baseball coach Kyle Supernaw, the Logan Volunteers are 28-10. You got, well, you're in the meat of the schedule now. You got a couple of doubleheaders with Southeastern, then you got two games with Shawnee on Tuesday, April 20th, and then you play a four-game series with Wabash. Then you come back with two more at Shawnee to close out April, and then you roar into May with a four-game series against Lincoln Trail College. It's a meat grinder of a schedule right now.
It is. It's tough. And, you know, this Tuesday was our Tuesday that we did not have midweek, and we utilized it to give our guys' bodies some rest and get back at it this weekend. And then, like you said, we're going to jump right back in it next Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and kind of roll that way for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, exciting times because around campus, I know, because baseball is doing well, softball is doing well, but I know you want to give a shout-out to the basketball team. Boy, that's exciting, isn't it? And every year they seem like they're doing this, you know, just about. Last year they got to the Nationals, but they didn't have it. So only fitting that this year they beat Vincennes again and get to go to the Nationals, and this year they are going to get to play. And what a thrill that has to be for those guys and the coaches that you share offices with over there in the athletic conference.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's great for the entire college. It's great for the athletic department. It's great for the community. Obviously great for those guys that put in all the work. And, you know, Kyle and his whole staff, they do an amazing job and have for a while. And it's fun. It's exciting to see the guys' hard work pay off. And, you know, I'm sure Kyle would tell you it's all about the players. And those guys have bought in and worked hard. And it's fun to see them reap the benefits. And that's not a I say it's all about the players. And what I mean is it's all about them getting the experience. And if they don't buy in, they're not going to reap those rewards. And obviously this group is in last year's group and several groups have bought in and worked hard. And, you know, it's exciting for them. It's fun to watch. And I've been following, obviously, every day, and look forward to seeing how they play out there in Hutch.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Kyle, thank you very much, and we'll talk again before Talking Vols wraps up for the season. But you guys just keep winning, and you'll be making that little trip at the end of the year too. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, sir. Sounds good. I appreciate it, Murphy. Y'all have a good one.